Talking trees on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning with John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland, both ISA certified arborists for Save a Tree. And we're talking about pruning deciduous trees. And I saw a note on here that you have on your talking points that it's okay to prune the more vigorous evergreens.
Yeah, it's okay to, you know, we normally want to leave evergreens alone, especially your frost-sensitive trees like citrus and others, during this cooler time of the season. But if you have some more vigorous trees, it's not out of bounds to be doing some containment pruning, some minor grooming, a little cut here and there just to kind of give general shape to some of the trees that are getting a little bit rangy. You know, our more vigorous trees in Arizona, because we simply have a year-round growing season, can just defy your ability to keep them under control by only pruning them once a year. So if you're going to be pruning some of those more vigorous trees in May and June, well, you know, a winter pruning might not be a bad idea. You know, come back in this time of year, do a little bit of shaping, and kind of keeping those under control. And then you'll do the more heavy pruning later in the year. So it's all about dosage. And about species too, but those more vigorous trees don't feel bad at all about getting out there during the winter and doing a little bit of trimming on those as well.
Let's get to Dan, who's got a question about a 36-inch box tree, tipu tree he planted. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
So we planted 4 tipu trees about 3 weeks ago, 36-inch box, and I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to planting trees, so I just put down some mulch, and I got some growth stuff from Moon Valley Nursery, and that's about all I've done other than trying to keep a deep watering on them. I know they're going to go through a shock period, but I could definitely use some advice on how to make sure these trees survive.
I would suggest that maybe who planted them for you, usually they'll give you a watering guideline along with that planting. But the biggest mistake people really make is in the planting level, making sure it's planted at the correct level. And then also water. Your water, you want to keep that root ball moist, but not wet. And so it does tend to need to dry out a little bit. Overwatering is probably the biggest mistake with newly planted trees. And the soil here really holds moisture more than you think it does. I wouldn't think you need to do any kind of fertilization right now. I would wait.
Yeah, if you know you've gotten water down to the bottom of that root ball this time of year when it's so cool, you likely won't need to water for another week or two at the very earliest. So yeah, be sure you're not putting water on top of water on top of water. That's a recipe for fungal pathogens to get active and start attacking those roots, and you don't need that with a new plant, especially tipus too. They're going to be a really vigorous plant, and as Sarah said, if it's planted it right at soil grade, you want the root collar dig down around the base of the tree, right at the trunk where the trunk goes into the soil. Dig down around there and look for those very first roots that start radiating outward, and that should be right at the soil level or slightly above. We like to even, you know, sometimes plant our new trees slightly above grade to allow for settling, which naturally occurs in the first year or so. But if you're down too far below grade, be sure you're not going to be allowing soil to collect around that base of the tree, because that's also a difficulty with new tree plantings.
We appreciate the call. Good luck with your new tipus. And we've got a few minutes left here. I know you wanted to cover sooty canker.
Well, this is a great time of year to be pruning some of your deciduous trees, because winter's a good time to kind of prevent the spread of disease, because the trees are quiet. It's a cool season and it's normally dry. So, you know, disease prevention is another one of the benefits of that pruning. One of the diseases that we find really commonly in a lot of smooth bark trees is a pathogen called sooty canker. It's a primarily airborne fungal pathogen that attacks the bark of trees, and then it eventually gets through the bark and invades the cambium and destroys the vascular flow of water and nutrients in the tree. And it can be really devastating if you get it into your landscape. It's a generally it's smooth bark trees like your elms, your mulberries. It's got a
ficus also. A lot in ficus this year.
A lot of ficus trees. We've seen a lot this last couple of years. It really gets active growing in the summer, but it's usually in the wetter months of the year when the germination takes place and it starts getting active. So you need to just be really careful, especially in those wet times of year. Once it gets into a landscape, too, it can get into pine trees. We've seen it in one of our customers has a bunch of mulberry trees, and then we've seen it also in even some tacomas recently, and then also into a chautauqua in the very same yard. We could kind of see it was radiating out from an area in the yard where it was quite active, and it's so disappointing because it's once it gets into the larger diameter wood on any plant, it's pretty hard to control. It usually will kill the tree.
A lot of times it'll enter through pruning root wounds, and so we spray our tools between each kind of cut on trees like that. You can cut down below the sooty canker sometimes and get it out, but it'll look like a dead branch with the leaves almost retained and a black, if you rub it, you know, it's almost like a charcoal briquette in your hand.
Yes,
you
that's get a little black sooty. That's where it gets its name, sooty canker. Yep.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. If somebody needs an arborist, Save a Tree, SAVATREE.com, and you can go online and schedule with ISA certified arborists.